Today's shiur is dedicated by Yael and Yosef Gurevich in Zchus for Fu Shleim for Mr. and Mrs. Moshe and Elaine Rubin. Today's shiur is Masechta Nazir Daf Lamed Beis, and we will begin on Daf Lamed Aleph from the Beis towards the bottom of the Amid at the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Mishnah Nadar Ben Nazir, if somebody accepted a Naziris, but he violated his Naziris, he was drinking wine, he was being metame himself, he was taking haircuts, and now v'nishal chacham, and now he goes to the chacham to be matter his naziris for osrei. And the reason, and the way that we show him explain the Mishnah, is what happened here was that the person went to the chacham and said that when I accepted upon myself, when I declared the naziris, I declared it in a way that is unacceptable, and therefore the naziris is still. And the Chacham said, V'osroi. And the Chacham said that the Naziris is still valid. And that's what the Mishnah means when he said, V'osroi. V'osroi doesn't mean that the Chacham initiated anything new, because what he said originally is still very much in place. He said that he took upon himself a Naziris, and he is still a Nazir. What the Mishnah means to say is that by taking upon himself the Naziris, what he meant to do by taking upon himself the Naziris, what he was saying was that maybe the language was insufficient, but the Chacham said, no, your language was accepting the Naziris. And now, as we just learned, he violated his Naziris throughout. He was drinking wine, etc. Says the Mishnah, Mayna Mishash Another. Even though he violated his Naziris during this period of time, the halacha still is that he keeps on counting, and posh pshat in the Mishnah, the Gemara is going to be speak about it more in the Gemara, is that the days that he kept ready for Naziris, the days that he was a Nazir, even though he was violating those days, the halacha is that they're still considered days of Naziris. Nishal Chacham, but what happened if he went to the Rav, and the Rav was matan and neder, v'hitiroi, and the Rav was matter and neder, for Hoysla Behemim Fereshis. But before the Rav was matter and neder, he had already designated an animal to bring for carbon when his Naziris is over. The halach is Tetzitir Ve'eder, the entire Naziris is null and void, and that he separated an animal is also null and void. And explain the Rishonim, that even according to the opinion of Beishamai, who we've been learning, if we combine a number of opinions that we've learned from Beishamai. Beishamai's opinion is that Hegdish Tos have a Hegdish, that even if something was made in error, it's still a Hegdish. Furthermore, if Beishamai's opinion is that in Shelob a Hegdish, that when we make a Hegdish, we can't be matter that Hegdish, that all is in the case that we spoke about in our previous year. When the person said that the first black axe that's going to exit my house will be, the first black axe that will exit my house should be a Hegdish, and then we learned a white axe exited his house, so that's where Beishamai is going to say that it's going to be Hegdish, even though he said black. But here, in our case, that because as we explained in our previous year, the person, according to Beishamai, did have intention to be magdish an animal. It wasn't as he planned. He thought a black axe would walk out first, and actually a white axe walked out first, but he had an intention to make a hegdish. In our case, especially as we're learning the Mishnah, his entire declaration was an invalid declaration. And since his entire declaration is an invalid declaration, even Beishamai will agree that he's not a Nazir. But says the Mishnah, Amr Beisil Beishamai, Beisil says to Beishamai, Yatim Moidim Zeh, why would you say, why are you not agreeing, Shutas Behegdish, that this is considered Hegdish, but Hegdish Tos, and that's why the halach is Taitzi V'tira V'eder, that the animal that was designated as a carbon is not a carbon. So say Beisil to Beishamai, if you're agreeing in our Mishnah that it's not considered a Hegdish, why don't you agree in the previous Mishnah where in the case that we just mentioned, where the person said the first black axe that comes out will be Hegdish, and then a white axe comes out, the Beis Shammai said that it's Hegdish, and Beis Hillel said it's not Hegdish. Says Beis Hillel to Beis Shammai, if you agree with us in our Mishnah, you should agree with us in the previous Mishnah. And of course, Tosis and the Rosh both comment that Beis Shammai could have responded very differently, as we suggested a moment ago. In the previous Mishnah, we interpret that the person really wanted to make a Hegdish. He just, his words, as we learned in the Gemara, Mile Adbrei Atai, his words did not come out right. However, in our Mishnah, the person, when he made an incorrect declaration, is not a Nazir. But the Gemara, or the Mishnah, offers a different answer. The Beis Shammai does a different way. Beis Shammai defends his opinion. Amlan Beis Shammai, Yata Moidim. The halacha is that every year, from all the new animals that are born that year, we have to give Maisa Behema. The way Maisa Behema is given is that a door is made by the place where the animals are, and every animal walks out, and in the 10th animal, they make a red mark. That is the animal which is Maisa Behema. Says Beis Shammai to Beis Hillel, the halacha is that if somebody called the 9th animal number 10, or somebody called La Siri Chi, and he called the 10th animal number 9, or La Acha Osir a Siri, and he called the 11th animal that came out number 10, Shehu Mekudesh. All of these animals are Hegdish, even though one of the animals in the episode that we just mentioned was really just the 9th animal. One of the animals that we just mentioned was the 11th animal. Even though we see that, so it's clearly it was a mistake, says Beis Shammai to Beis Hillel, we still see from here the Hegdish Petos have a Hegdish. Amalhem Beis Hillel. So Beis Hillel responds to Beis Shammai. Lo yashev kechay. When that animal, the 9th animal, or the 11th animal, that is considered a Meiser animal, is not Kegdish because of the mistake. Because if you are correct, says Beis Hillel to Beis Shammai, that the halacha says that mistakes still will make it Hegdish, so what would be the halacha? Why would happen if somebody called the 8th animal the 10th animal? Well, Shneimasar, or he would call the 12th animal number 10, Shemasar Klum. Would that make that animal into Meiser? No. But says Beis Hillel to Beis Shammai, if you are correct, that even if something was done in error, it's still considered Hegdish, so why does it make a difference if it's the 11th animal or the 9th animal that was called 10? Why shouldn't the same halacha apply if the 12th animal or the 8th animal was called 10? Ella, because this is a special Gzeiros HaKasuv. Kasuv, the Torah says, a special halacha, Kiddush HaSiri, that the 10th animal, of course, is the Meiser animal. And the Torah also says, Hu Kiddush Chiv Es Echad Asar, that the 9th animal and the 11th animal, if they are called number 10, they will also be considered Meiser. But it's not because there's a special halacha of Hegdish Tosh Shmei Hegdish. It has nothing to do with the concept of Hegdish Tosh Shmei Hegdish. It's a different concept altogether. And that is the halacha that the Torah says that 9 and 11, it is Exeris Akasov, could also be get the Kedusha, and nothing to do with Hegdish Tos. So says, begins the Gemara, we just learned in our Mishnah, that if somebody violated his Naziris from when he took it on himself, and now he has to keep the, and the Rav tells him, as we learned in the Mishnah, that you are a full-fledged Nazir. The Mishnah taught us that he counts from when he took on the Naziris, even though there were many days during that period that he had violated the Naziris. Says the Marmani Masnisan, who was the Tan of our Mishnah? Lo Rabbi Yosi, v'lo Rabbanan. It seems that our Mishnah is not following not the opinion of Rabbi Yosi nor of the Rabbanan. The Tanya, the Brisa speaks about Misha Nader, somebody who took on a long Naziris, Vaval Nazirosai, and he violated his Naziris. The Rishonim debate, what does it mean that he violated his Nazirus. Some say because he mistakenly thought that his Nazirus was not a Nazirus, and therefore he could violate it. But really, as we learned in the case of our Mishnah, it was of a Nazirus. Another pshat is, he b'mezid violated his Nazirus. So again, Mishnah nadav of Azanirosai, he violated his Nazirus. Enes kakangloi, we aren't matted in Nazirus. Or we don't accept the kabbonis that a Nazir has to bring when he finishes Nazirus. El Mekain, Minor Ben Isser, Kiyom Shinog Beheter. In other words, if he, for example, accepted upon himself a Nazirus of 100 days, and during 60 of those days, he drank wine, and now he comes that he wants to be matter his Nazirus, or he wants to bring the kabbonis that one brings as the Nazirus is over, the Rabbanan hold that first he has to redo 60 days of the Nazirus that he violated, and then afterwards we could start considering being matted in the Nazirus, we could start accepting his kabbonis. Rabbi Yosef medayoi shloshim yoim. Rabbi Yosef says 30 days. And there's a machloikus rishonim how to understand what Rabbi Yosef means the 30 days. Some say that Rabbi Yosef means that whereas the rabbanon say you have to keep for every day that you violated the Nazirus, you have to make up the Nazirus. Rabbi Yosef's opinion is that you don't have to make up all the days you violated. It's adequate if you make up 30 days, no matter how many days you violated. That's one pshat in Rabbi Yosi. Another pshat in Rabbi Yosi is even more lenient. If this person came before when there are still 30 days or more left to the Nazirus, and from now on he's going to do what's right, then the halacha is that those last 30 days, as long as those last 30 days were done properly, that everything should be considered fine, and he could complete his Nazirus and bring his Kabbonis. But if there are less than 30 days left to the term of his Nazirus, so Rabbi Yossi says that he has to keep 30 days. But again, most Rishonim are of the opinion that the way to understand Rabbi Yossi is whereas the Chachamim held that you have to make up all of the days, Rabbi Yosi says, you only have to make up 30 days. So says the Gemara. So now, after we've learned these two opinions, ask the Gemara, let's see how those opinions can match with what we learned in the Mishnah. E Rabbanan, if we're going to say that the Mishnah represents the opinion of the Rabbanan, Kasha ben Nazirus Meruba. Our Mishnah said that if somebody took on a Nazirus and he violated the Nazirus, he still could go further when he finishes his Nazirus, and doesn't have to make up anything. And the question, as the Rishonim explained, the Gemara's wording, is both in a case where he has a long Nazirus or a short Nazirus. Our Mishnah indicates that he could just pick up where he is. And the Rabbanan say you have to make up all of the days you lost. Here, Rabbi Yossi, Kasha, Rabbi Yossi is going to question Zero Matis. Rabbi Yossi says you have to at least have to keep, you have to make up 30 days. Our Mishnah says that isn't required. Answers the Gemara, Ibais Eimah, Ibais Tamer Rabbi Yosi. Our Mishnah could be explained to follow the opinion of Rabbi Yosi. Ibais Tamer Rabbanan, our Mishnah could be explained to follow the opinion of Rabbanan. Ibais Tamer Rabbi Yosi, our Mishnah could be explained according to the opinion of Rabbi Yosi. Kan ben Nazirus Aruba. The halacha that he kept on, took on a long Nazirus, then he only has to make up 30 days. And that's what the Mishnah means to say. When a person took on a Nazirus over only of 30 days, so if he took on a Nazirus of more than 30 days, and Rabbi Yossi says he only has to make up 30 days, so that's what our Mishnah says. Even though there were days that you violated the Nazirus, those days, at least some of those days, could be counted toward your Nazirus. Whereas the Bryce is referring that the person only took on a Nazirus of 30 days. If the person only took on a Nazirus of 30 days, and during those 30 days he violated the Nazirus, Rabbi Yossi, according to the Pshat that we're learning, is going to have to make up 30 days. But that isn't the case of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is the person, for example, took on 100 days. He violated 60 days, but he only has to make up, according to Rabbi Yossi, 30 days. That's what the Mishnah means to say.
Vibay Seima, and Vibay Seima Rabbanan. We could explain that our Mishnah may even follow the opinion of Rabbanan. And I, the Mishnah, says that you could pick, you could count all those days. And Rabbanan say that the days you violated the Nazirus, you can't keep up. Don't, according to Rabbanan, the proper girsa of our Mishnah is not that Mishosh Nazar, that you start counting from when he took upon himself the Nazirus, Elak Mishosh Nazar, just like from when he picked up from when he started the Nazirus, from all the days that he violated, he has to make up. Here too, the Rabbanan will say that's what the Mishnah is saying. But of course, explained the Rishonim, Tosfos makes this point, that even the Rabbanan, and even the Rabbanan who are explaining that is what our Mishnah means to say, that our Mishnah is following the opinion of the Rabbanan, and you have to make up, but you only have to make up the days that you violated. Days that you did not violate, even the Rabbanan agree, you don't have to make up. So we learned in our Mishnah, Nishlach Chacham V'Yitiru, if he went to the Rav, and would saying that the declaration that I made of Nazirus was an incorrect declaration, and the Rabbanan agreed, the Rav that he went to was Matan and Neder. So we learned in the Mishnah that even if he had already designated animals to bring as a carbon, when he completes his Nazirus, those animals, Tetzva Tirabe, they could take back home. Amma Rabbi Yirmiyah, Midibay Shammai, from the opinion of Bay Shammai in this halacha, Nishmal de Beis Hillel will be able to understand what Beis Hillel will hold in a similar case. Lav Amri, have we not learned in our previous shiur, says the Gemara, that Beis Shammai's opinion is that Hegdish B'Tos, Hegdish have a Hegdish. As we mentioned, that if somebody said the first black axe that exits my home should be Hegdish, and then a white axe exits his home, the loch is that the white shore will be Hegdish, even though it was a Hegdish B'Tos. Why? Because we see from here that Kivin de Gloy Milsa, in the case of our Mishnah, that when it becomes clear, the Lav Shapa Nazir, that his declaration wasn't a valid declaration, and therefore he wasn't a Nazir, Taitzev Etir Be'eder. The Halach is, the Beis Shammai says, that in a case, as we explained in our Mishnah, that Beis Shammai will agree that it's considered a situation of Hegdish Tos, so the animal that was designated, it's a meaningless designation. The Beis Hillel Nami, so says the Gemara, even according to Beis Hillel, Afagav the Amri Tmura B'Tos Hava Tmura. That means, if somebody, even though, as we also discussed in our previous year, the Beis Hillel's opinion is that Hegdish Tos Loi Hava Hegdish. But as much as Beis Hillel holds that Hegdish Tos Lava Hegdish, they agree that a mistake by a Tmura is considered still Hegdish. The halacha is, Hani Mili, Hecha de Isalika Hegdish. That's only in a case where we have an animal which is Hegdish, and then we make a mistake in Tamura. So Beis Hillel holds, since we start with something that's Hegdish, even though a mistake was made afterwards, it would not be considered a case of Hegdish Tos. Ava Hecha de Misakir Ika Hegdish. But in a case where the original Hegdish is nullified, for example, if somebody was magdish an animal for a carbon, and then he was materate, and Beis Hillel will say that is certainly doable, because Beis Hillel holds that Hegdish Tos have a toss. It's not considered Hegdish. Beis Hillel's opinion is that you can be shoyl on Hegdish. So now, since the entire reason we treated Tamura differently is because the Tamura is connected to the original Hegdish, but here, when the original Hegdish is uprooted, so the tamura of that will also be uprooted. Because the only reason Beis Hillel treated tamura differently is because tamura was connected to an original Hegdish. Here it's not connected to original Hegdish. The Mishnah said that Beis Hillel said to Beis Shammai, based on what Beis Shammai held in our Mishnah, don't we see that you agree, says Beis Hillel to Beis Shammai, that Hegdish Tos love a Hegdish? And Beis Shammai said, don't you agree, Sheil Karla Chia Siri, that if somebody called the ninth animal 10 or the 11th animal 10, that it's still considered that it's considered Hegdish? So isn't this clearly an indication, says Beis Shammai to Beis Hillel, that under certain circumstances, that we certainly see the Hegedish Tos have a Hegedish. Itmar. So says the Gemara. We learn now about somebody making a mistake, calling the ninth animal 10, the 10th, 11th animal 10. That's the case, says the Gemara of Nachman Rama, to Usoi. That's only because the person made a mistake. And as we learned in the Mishnah, there's a Gzeiris HaKosef, that if somebody makes this type of mistake, it's still going to be considered Maisa Behema. But what is going to be the Halacha if somebody knew what he was doing? He deliberately called the ninth animal 10. He deliberately called the 11th animal 10. So Rav Nachman says, V'loi Kavanosoi. The Gzeiris HaKosef that we just learned is only in a case where it was a mistake. But if it was done deliberately, it would not be the halacha that the Gzeiris HaKosef teaches us would not be applicable. Because of Rav Huna Bar Amri Toasoi, in a case where somebody made a mistake calling the ninth animal 10 and the 11th animal 10, that's considered Maisa, certainly the Koshkein Kavanosoi. If he knew what he was doing, there's a Gzeiris HaKosef that whenever you call the ninth animal 10 or the 11th animal 10, there's a Gzeiris HaKosef that animal gets the din of Maiser. And I saw that the Sefer Nesivos HaKodesh explains what is the machloikus here. Rav Nachman holds that everything here emanates from a Gzeiris HaKosef. And the Torah says that when you call the ninth animal 10, or you call the 11th animal 10, it's like you call the 10th animal 10. But that is only in a case, says Rav Nachman, in the case that the Torah is specified, it's Gzeiris HaKosef. Rav Chisda holds that it's not that there's a Gzeiris HaKosef alone that's creating this halacha. What I'm saying creates this halacha. But the saying has limitation. My declaration has limitation. So if my declaration, as the Mishnah gave us an example, was on the 8th animal, was on the 12th animal, so the Gzeiris HaKosef says that even though I have a declaration, the declaration is not to be considered. But in a case where I have a declaration, and it was a deliberate declaration on a 9th and 11th animal, says Rav Chisda, since the declaration is so critical, the calling the animal Meiser is so critical in determining which animal is the Meiser, so then the halacha is that it will be certainly where I have a declaration, which is so critical to Meiser, the halacha is it's going to be certainly considered Meiser. Amalei Rav or Rav Nachman. Lidi Doch. So now Rav says to Rav Nachman, according to what you just taught us, to us of like Kavanosoi, the halacha that the ninth animal can be considered Meiser, the 11th animal can be considered Meiser, is only when it was done by mistake. The Karmi Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. And we had in our Mishnah Beis Shammai saying to Beis Hillel, "Iatamoydim shiru kol chi asir l'sir chi l'achar osa asiri." That if you call the ninth 10, the 10th 10, the 11th 10, that in all three cases shloshim kadoshim, they're all considered meiser. And mishtiku Beis Hillel. So Beis Shammai says, from here we see clearly that under certain circumstances, hegdish tos is considered hegdish. And Beis Hillel, we don't find Beis Hillel responding to Beis Shammai. The only response that they said is, well, this is a Gzeiris HaKosef. And what is the proof that it's a Gzeiris HaKosef? Because the 8th animal that was called 10, the 12th animal that was called 10, would not be Meiser. But why didn't Beis Hillel respond? Lamer Lahan, Beis Hillel, according to Rav Nachman's understanding of this halacha, should have said to Beis Hillel, Beis Hillel should have said to Beis Shammai, according to Rav Nachman's understanding of this halacha, Ma'ala Meiser, Shekena and Kaddish B'Kavona. Usually, of course, something becomes Hegdish with deliberate thought, with Kavona. And Beis Shammai is telling us that in certain circumstances, toss, a mistake, will also make Hegdish. But here we see that it's only Hegdish when it's done by mistake, not when it's done deliberately. So this is an entirely new subject. And therefore, says the Gemara, Beis Hillel should have said to Beis Shammai that according to you, we can't bring a raya from this halacha, because this is halacha that only speaks to mistakes and doesn't speak to when somebody didn't make a mistake. So why didn't Beis Hillel respond to Beis Shammai that way? Says the Gemara, Amrav Simi Bravashi, Hainatam de Loyam Rilhoin. This is the reason that Beis Hillel did not respond to Beis Shammai that way. Says the Gemara, because if he would have said that explanation, well, Beis Shammai would have said, Kavachaimuhu, Ma Meiser. True, 9 and 11 only become Kaddish Bekavono, Kaddish Betos, when you make that, if they, Shayna Kaddish Bekavono, you can't make them Kaddish when you want to do, when you know what you're doing, but they are Hegdish when you make a mistake. So certainly Hegdish, which does, where Kavono always works, of course the way you make Hegdish is always with Kavono. Certainly the Halach ought to be Hegdish Shekid, Kaddish Bekavono like Koshkein. In other words, the Gemara is saying the reason Beis Hillel did not offer this as a response to Beis Shammai, because Beis Shammai would have been able to refute this response. And they would have said that if by Meiser, where Kavono on 9 and 11 will not make it into Meiser Behema, Shloi Bekavono, Toss, a mistake does make, certainly in a case where Kavono works, which is of course the usual case, where you have to know what you're doing, a mistake should be valid. V'loihi. And says the Gemara, but that's not a correct kavachomer. It's a kavachomer that would have been, that can, Beis Shammai's response could have been refuted. Because Hegdish Bedata de Maritoli. By Hegdish, the Torah says, Vish ki Yagdish es Beisai. What does it mean that the person was Magdish's house? It means that the person knew what he was doing. So the Torah is going out of its way, Beis Hillel could have said to Beis Shammai, to say, only when you know what you're doing will it be Hegdish. And if you didn't know what, if you don't know what you're doing, in other words, it was a Hegdish betos, it would not be Hegdish. That's a halacha by Hegdish. And therefore, Beis Hillel would be able to defend their opinion that Hegdish betos is not a Hegdish. Meiser, Beis Hillel could say, there's a special gzeres akosif that a mistake is also counted, but you can't learn from Meiser to anywhere else in halacha. Misha Nadab Nazir, says the Mishnah. Somebody who accepted upon himself a Naziris, and he accepted upon himself a Naziris because he knew that he had animals. So accepting upon himself a Naziris, which will entail that when he completes the Naziris, he's going to have to be Kabonis, is not something that was hard for him to do. But then, for Halach, Lavis Bantai, so he goes to bring those animals that he wants to use as the Kabonis when he completes his Naziris. And he discovers Umatzah Shenignava, and he discovers that the animal was stolen. So now says the Mishnah, Im Achlai Nignava Behemtai Nazir, if the animals were stolen before he made the Naziris, so now he has a legitimate claim to go to the Rav. He has a legitimate Pesach to go to the Rav to say that had I known that I did not have these animals, I would have never accepted the Naziris of myself. And therefore, it's a legitimate Pesach, and the Rav can be Matas Naziris. But if the animals were only stolen after he accepted the Naziris, and now he goes to the Rav, and he tells the Rav, had I known that this was what's going to happen, I would have never accepted the Naziris, then he's a Nazir, because this is what is called a Noilad. Something that happened that I could not have assumed is going to happen is considered a Noilad. And the way all the Mefarshim explain, Noilad means, a Pesach means that the person, when he took upon himself the Neder, or in our case the Naziris, could have, should have thought about this eventuality. And now the person could go to the Rav and said, if I would have been thinking, I would have realized, and I would have never accepted the Naziris upon myself. But when it's something which is unlikely to happen, explains Tosfos, animals don't normally get stolen. So the person can't say, well, if I made the Naziris, when I accepted the Naziris, I would have thought, well, maybe the animals are going to get stolen. And if that's the case, I don't have animals. And if that's the case, I don't want to be a Nazir. That's not something that people think about. That's called Nazir. And it's therefore, if the animal only got stolen after he accepted upon himself the Naziris is not abolished. There is actually a machloikus rishonim how to understand this statement in the Mishnah. The Pashup Shat in the Mishnah is that this is not a legitimate Pesach. And with this story that the person comes to the Rav to be matter his Nazirus, it's not a way that the Rav can be matter Nazirus. That's one pshat. But there are others that say that whereas if somebody made a Nazirus, assuming that he had animals which to use for the carbon, and then it turns out that the animals were stolen at that time, he doesn't even have to go to a Rav. The Nazirus is null and void from itself because it was made under false pretenses. In this case, we can't be so lenient, but we will need to go to a Rav. But they say that if the Rav hears the story and accepts the explanation, if he is matter the Nazirus, then the halacha is that the Nazirus will be, and will be, the Rav does have the authority. What the Mishnah means to say is that it doesn't get abolished by itself. But that's not the Pashup Shad in the Mishnah. Pashup Shad in the Mishnah is that this is not considered a valid Nazirus. There's a very interesting question that the Yerushalmi poses. Let's say the animal was stolen when he made the Nazirus. So we're learning now that since they were already not there when I made the Nazirus, I can be matter the Nazirus. What happens if then the people who stole the animal return it? Is it going to be that the only reason we were matter the Nazirus was because the animal wasn't here, but now the animal actually is here? Or do we say that no, since the person accepted the Nazirus, since at the time of the Nazirus was not a valid Nazirus, so even though the circumstances now switched back, the Nazirus still is null and void. It could be that that question of the Yerushalmi is connected to the question that we're discussing. Is the Nazirus null and void by itself, or is it null and void with the Chacham being matterit? If it's null and void because the Chacham was matterit, so once the Chacham was matterit, it's not a Nazirus, no matter what the circumstances are. But if it's null and void by itself, it's only null and void by itself because of what the circumstances are. But if the circumstances aren't that way, then they wouldn't automatically become, then the circumstances change and then the Nazirus kicks back in. Says the Mishnah, V'zu tasha tam nacham amadi. And that this issue, if somebody could use something that happened afterwards, is a valid way of being matter in Nazirus. It's something that actually, says the Mishnah, happened in the time of Nacham Amadi. Because what happened was, Sha'ol and Nazirim and Agoyla, there were people in Chutz Loretz who had accepted upon themselves Nazirus and Chutz Loretz, and now they came to Yerushalayim to bring their Kabbonis that you bring at the end of your Nazirus. They had accepted their Nazirus before the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. However, when they came to Yisroel, they found the Beis HaMikdash destroyed. So Nacham Amadi said to them, were you aware that the Beis HaMikdash was going to get destroyed? Have you accepted yourself Nazirim? They said no, because a person can only complete his Nazirus. We're bringing the Kabbonis. And had we known that the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed and we can't bring our Kabbonis, and therefore we essentially can never complete our term of Nazirus, we would have never taken on the Nazirus. And based on this, V'tirim Nacham Amadi, even though this was a Noilat, at the time of the Nazirus, the Beis HaMikdash wasn't destroyed, and there was not something that they should accept, thought about, that still Nacham Amadi was matted in the Nazirus. And when it came to the Chachamim, Amru, Komish Nazar Achle Char Beis HaMikdash, if the Nazirus was undertaken before the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, even though afterwards it was destroyed and now they're in a terrible predicament, he remains a Nazar. But if when they accepted the Nazirus, they were not aware that the Beis HaMikdash, Mishachar Beis HaMikdash, the Beis HaMikdash was already destroyed, so then it's not a Noilad, and therefore ain't a Nazar, the Nazirus is not considered a valid Nazirus. And going back to what we discussed earlier, it could well be that not only is it not a valid Nazirus, but it doesn't even require a Chacham to be matted in Nazirus. It's null and void by itself, because it was made under mistaken circumstances, under mistaken thoughts. Amar Rava, Shetfu Rabbanan Rabbi Elazar. Our Mishnah shows that the Rabbanan were able to get Rabbi Elazar to change his opinion. Vikma b'shitayu. That means Rabbi Elazar, ultimately, we learned the Masechta Nedarim, a discussion if Paiskim b'noilad or not. And our Mishnah shows that even though Rabbi Elazar in Masechta Nedarim taught us that Paiskim b'noilad, our Mishnah shows that Rabbi Elazar ultimately agreed with the Rabbanon that Ein Paiskim b'noilad. Because Rabbi Elazar lived in the time of the Churban. And when we have the episode that we just learned in our Mishnah with Nochem HaMadai, that Nochem HaMadai used a Noilad as a Pesach, and the Chachamim said they disagreed. And Rabbi Elazar, we don't find sticking up for the Nochem HaMadai. The fact that we don't see that Rabbi Elazar is sticking up for Nochem HaMadai is a proof that he disagrees. And then Nochem HaMadai held that Poischem B'Noilad, but Rabbi Elazar now holds that Ein Poischem B'Noilad. The Tanan, as we learned the Mishnah Masechta Nedarim, that Samach Dalaram and Aleph, Poischem B'Noilad, Divrei Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar's opinion there was that Poischem B'Noilad, V'Cham Oisrim. Our Mishnah seems to show us that Rabbi Elazar retracted his opinion. V'Amar Rava, Avagav D'Amar Rabbanan, Ein Poischem B'Noilad. Even though Rabbanan said that Noilad is not a legitimate way to be matter and nether, Poischem B'Tanai Noilad. There's something that's called Tanai Noilad, which would be a legitimate Pesach. Ask the Gemara exactly what does Tanai Noilad mean. Heichi Dami, says the Gemara, the Armelehu. The person, the Rabbanan who come, say to the person who wants to be matter and nether, say, Ilu Asa Inish. Had people come and told you, V'amalachayim, at the time that you took upon yourself the Naziris, had people who come to you and given you advice, don't take on a Naziris. The Chor Beis HaMikdash, you need to be concerned that the Beis HaMikdash will be destroyed. That's a real possibility. Mi'av Nidartem, where have you made the Naziris? In other words, if you would have thought about that, would you have made the Naziris? If people would have brought that to your attention, would you have made the Naziris? And they say, of course, if we would have thought about that possibility, we would have never made the Naziris. That's a good reason to be matter the Nadir. And I saw the Sefer Nesivos HaKodesh explains that when we learned the halachas of going to Rav to be matter the Nadir, we spoke about a Pesach. That's the typical situation of a nether would be matter nether. A Pesach means that I didn't think, I didn't realize. But then we also spoke about charata. Charata means that the person regrets what he did. So the Sefer in the Sefer HaKodesh, as we learned the Masechta Nedarim, says that we learned that there are many that hold that charata is also a valid way of to go to the Rav to be matter nether. And they explain, then Sivas HaKadosh explains that Tanai Noilad is in the category of Charata, and that this Manda Amar holds that this is considered, that Charata is a legitimate way of having a Hataras Nadarim, and here too. So, of course, the Achroinim ask, that's, if this is the case, that Tanai Noilad is acceptable, so we've sort of undone the halacha. We just learned that the Chachamim in Masechta Nedarim, and we're learning that not only the Chacham, but even Rabbi Elazar now, hold that that Noilad is not a legitimate way of being Matan Neder. But now we started up with Tanai Noilad. And if we're saying Tanai Noilad is a legitimate way of being Matan Neder, so then we could turn every Noilad into a Tanai Noilad. So what happens to the din of Noilad? So I saw the Rav Avraham Nahar explains that Tanai Noilad and Noilad are not the same. Tanai Noilad speaks about not just something that could have happened, but something that will happen. He, even though it didn't happen, even though it's not necessarily going to happen yet. Noilad means something that you couldn't have thought of at all. As we spoke in Masechta Nedarim, but somebody takes upon himself a Naziris, and then we say, and then he turns out that he becomes a doctor. That is something that is totally unlikely to happen. And since it's totally unlikely to happen, that's not considered even a Tanai Noyad. I'm Rabbi Yosef. So Rabbi Yosef says, if when this conversation that we learned in the Mishnah that took place with Chacham and Nachum Amadei, had I been there, have a mina lahem, I would say to the Chachamim, why are you considering this Noilet? Haksiv, doesn't the Pasuk in Yirmiyahu say, Yirmiyahu is giving Musa to Klal Yisrael, and they were ignoring the punishment that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was bringing on Klal Yisrael. And Yirmiyahu says to them, Al tiftachu lechem al divrei hashekar. Don't rely on the false words. Lema hechla Hashem, hechla Hashem, hechla Hashem harima. What he meant to say was, the Rishayim was saying that zem mikdash yishem mikdashayni. They were saying that if the first Beis HaMikdash will be destroyed, there'll be a second Beis HaMikdash. And if the second Beis HaMikdash will be destroyed, there'll be a third Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, the people were aware that the Beis HaMikdash was going to be destroyed. And since they were aware that the Beis HaMikdash was going to be destroyed, therefore it's not considered a case of Noilad. Noilad, as we just said, is something that they hadn't, as I said when we learned the Mishnah, as Tosfos explained, it's Ein Hashchiach. It's something that somebody doesn't think about. This is something that was very much Shchiach, something that will happen. That's the Posh Pshat, that they knew that the Beis HaMikdash will be destroyed. Another pshat is that they were saying, pshat in the pasuk is, that because they were oil regal three times to the Beis HaMikdash, we have nothing to worry about, and the Beis HaMikdash will remain standing. But they didn't realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't just wait for the Beis, doesn't just need a oil regal. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do what's right, and if we don't do what's right, the Beis HaMikdash would destroy it. Ask the Gemara, how could Rabbi Yosef say that this is not Noilad? Nadi Yidin Lunda Yachriv. Yes, they were unfortunately well aware that the Beis HaMikdash will be destroyed. However, Miyadin Lemesai, did they know when? So what the Gemara is saying is that in order for it not to be considered Noilad, it has to be something that you know is going to happen. Here, they maybe knew that the Beis HaMikdash is going to be destroyed, but they didn't know when. Is that enough to make it that it shouldn't be Noilad? Is that true that they didn't know when the Beis HaMikdash will be destroyed? Doesn't the Pasuk say in Daniel, that the Pasuk tells us there'll be 490 years for the Beis HaMikdash? And afterwards, the Beis HaMikdash will be destroyed. So isn't that they didn't? So what do you say they didn't know? They did know. Says the Gemara, they knew that it unfortunately ultimately going to happen. However, they didn't know exactly when it's going to happen. And therefore, the Gemara is saying, even though you know something is going to happen, but you don't know all the details of it, that is still considered Noilad. And Rabbi Yosef is obviously of the opinion, the fact that you know that something is eventually going to happen, even though you can't know it with all the details, that's enough to make that it shouldn't be considered Noilad.